我们再看第五章。
Let us see chapter five.
我们今天的进度应该是第六章完。
We should have been at the end of chapter six by now.
我们看第五章。
Chapter five.
这里讲到说那个愚昧人虚无的敬拜，这个神不喜悦。
Basically, this chapter deals with the fact that God is not pleased with the worship of the foolish.
第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
说你到神的殿啊，要谨慎脚步，因为敬虔听胜过愚昧人献祭。他们本不知道所做的是恶。这里讲到我们要到神的殿啊来敬拜神。
We are told when we come to the temple of God to worship,
我们要常常到神的殿啊，常常敬拜神，这是需要的。
We actually should do that. That is correct and good.
神的殿啊，就是跟神相会的地方。
Because the house of God is the meeting point with God.
啊，以前像雅各啊，那在伯特利啊，做了梦，梦到神。
This is similar to Jacob having a dream in Bethel and seeing God.
啊，所以他说这个地方啊，何等可畏，这神的殿，天的门。
Because and then he concluded, how fearsome is this place? For this is the gate of heaven and God's temple.
所以神的殿不一定要有一个建筑物。
Therefore, God's temple does not imply a physical building.
而是神临在的地方，你跟神相会的地方就是神的殿。
But whichever place where God abides and we meet with Him, that is the temple of God.
虽然以色列人来建圣所啊，建会幕，作为神跟人相会的地方。
In the case of the Israelites, is the tabernacle and then the temple where they met God.
啊，后来盖圣殿。
Then they build the temple.
啊，这都是预表神的教会或者人跟神相会的地方。
All of these represents the church or the meeting point where man and God come together.
啊，人要见神呐，啊，说要谨慎脚步。
If man is to see God, he must take heed of his steps.
那像摩西啊，在那个西乃山，不是摩西在那个山上啊，啊，看到那个荆棘有火在燃烧啊，但荆棘烧不掉。
For example, Moses in the mountain saw the burning bush that was not consumed.
因为神借着异象啊，要来呼召摩西。
God wanted to call Moses through that.
摩西想要去看啊，神就呼叫他，摩西，摩西。
Because Moses wanted to see what was happening, God told him,
Moses, 摩西说，我在这里。
He said, "Here am I."
神说啊，把你脚上的鞋脱掉。
And God said, "Remove your sandals."
因为那个是神临在的地方啊，是一个非常神圣的地方啊，跟神相会的地方。
The place where He met God, and that place was holy.
所以我们来到神的面前啊，要谨慎脚步啊。
We come before God, let us be careful of our steps.
啊，一方面要圣洁才能够见主。
On one hand, we need to be holy to face the Lord.
啊，圣经里面好几个地方啊，都有这样的记载。
The Bible records many instances of this.
他说我们来到神的殿啊，要谨慎脚步。
We are told walk prudently when you come to the house of God.
我记得小的时候啊，到教会参加儿童聚会。
When I was a kid, I remember coming to church for our lessons.
啊，第一次上的诗歌就是说，我们来到圣堂里要啊谨慎慢慢走。谁会唱？轻轻念卡行。
So the hymn for kids goes, "When I come to church, I will walk slowly and softly."
哦，所以我们看到小孩子有时候跑来跑去，我们要劝他们在神的殿里面不要这样跑来跑去。
So we see the young running around the chapel, a church. We should tell them that is not right. That
should. 因为我们是要来敬拜神，所以我们要安静、谨慎我们的脚步。
Because we are here to worship God in quietness, we need to walk prudently.
啊，然后说要敬虔听啊，胜过愚昧人献祭。
And then we are told that we should draw near rather than to give sacrifice of fools.
啊，所以我们来到圣殿呢，我们要往前敬虔听。
So when we come to the temple, we have to draw really physically near.
哦，以前那个蔡牧夫执事哦，
There was a deacon whose name was Tai.
他如果看到人家不坐前面了，他会骂人。
If he were to see someone leave a gap between himself and the next occupied pew from the front,
听说他有一次去聚会。
Once he went to a service,
大家都从中间的地方开始坐。
And people sat starting from the pew in the middle.
他一直叫，好几次都没有人要到前面来。
He encouraged everyone to come forward, but no one would listen.
然后他就叫一个弟兄帮着他把一个很重的那个讲台啊，就抬到那边去。
So then he asked for help from a brother to move the pulpit, which was very heavy, all the way to the middle of the chapel.
所以我们要近前听。
We need to draw near to listen.
因为我们来到神的殿啊，我们就主要要听神的道。
Because we come to the temple of God to listen to God.
所以要重视神的道，存着受教的心。
Therefore, we come placing due importance to God's word and with a heart of learning.
所以古圣徒他们在描写神的道的美，说好像那个蜂房下滴的蜜一样的甘甜。When
the saints of old described the beauty of the truth, they said that it is like the dripping honey.
耶利米先知说啊，神啊，我得到你的话，我就把它当做最美的食物吃下去了。
Jeremiah says to God, when I receive your word, it is like me eating morsels.
你的话在我心中充满着欢喜快乐。
In my heart, your word makes me rejoice.
主耶稣来到那个玛利亚的家，
When Jesus came to Mary's house,
那玛利亚就坐在脚前，在听道理。
Mary sat at Jesus' feet, listening to his word.
主耶稣说啊， 玛利亚选上好的福分。
Jesus says that Mary chose the best portion.
他说我们要重视听神的道理。
Therefore, we should really emphasize the importance of listening to God's word.
要听神的话。
We need to listen to God's truth.
像那个哥尼流啊，
like Cornelius did.
很敬畏神。
He feared God.
啊，这个神派天使跟他讲，你去请彼得来讲道理给你们听。
God sent his angel to Cornelius saying to invite Peter to
give
the truth. When Peter came,
彼得就问说，哎，你怎么找我来？
He asked, why is it that you have called me?
我们犹太人跟外国人不来往的。
Because us Jews and you foreigners, we do not get along.
而且哥尼流已经找来一些家人就在那边等了。
Cornelius already had prepared his family to listen to Peter's
preaching. 他说，因为天使叫我们去请你来讲道给我们听。
He replied, the angel of the Lord told me to call you to deliver the
truth to us. 他说，你现在来得真好。
And therefore, it is good that you have
come. 我们大家都聚集在这里。
Now that we are gathered together,
我们要听听看神借着你有什么话要告诉我们。
We want to listen the message that God brings to us from you.
所以这个哥尼流真的是一个相当虔诚敬畏神的人。
Cornelius was indeed a very devout and pious person.
所以彼得开始讲道理的时候，这个 圣灵就降在他们身上。
Therefore, as Peter was speaking, the Holy Spirit descended on all present.
所以我们要存敬畏还有受教的心。
Therefore, we should come with a heart of thirst for the truth and with a heart of learning.
近前听啊，
to draw near and listen.
说胜过一昧人献祭。
Because this is better than the sacrifice of fools.
那这个献祭不是不好。
It is not that sacrificing is bad.
本来犹太人，他们常常都要按节期都要献祭给神的。
The Jews had to sacrifice according to the feasts.
因为在利未记一开始就谈到五大祭。
In Leviticus, we see the five main sacrifices.
因为这个献祭啊， 就是一方面来赎罪，重建我们神跟人之间的关系。
The purpose of the sacrifice is to atone for our sins and rebuild our relationship with God.
但是我们来到神的面前，来献祭给神，这很重要。
It is very important that we come before God to offer the sacrifice.
但是我们要了解献祭的意义。
But we need to understand the meaning and the purpose.
不要让这个献祭变成一种形式。
Not let the sacrifice become ceremonial.
所以虽然很多人在献祭。
So although many people sacrifice,
但很多人的祭物神不悦纳。
God still does not accept the offering of men.
一昧人献的祭。
This is called the offering of fools.
亚伯的献祭很美，神悦纳。
The offering of Abel was good, therefore God accepted.
该隐的献祭不美，神就不悦纳。
But Cain's wasn't, so God did not accept.
因为他的祭物不对，他的行为不对。
Because his offering was not right itself, and his deeds weren't right either.
他说我们在献祭拜神，我们也要知道 什么样的祭神才会悦纳。
Therefore, we who offer to God should know what offering will be pleasing to God's eyes.
当然我们要了解神的旨意，要听神的道，我们就知道怎么行。
And to this, of course, we need to understand God's will, and then we will know what to do.
大卫刚做王的时候，
When David became king,
他也想说把约柜搬到耶路撒冷去,
he thought about bringing the Ark of Covenant to Jerusalem.
结果就用牛车来运,
so he had cows transport the Ark.
结果没想到牛在走的时候, 差一点牛就跌倒了，那个约柜差一点摔下去。
And who have thought that in the middle of the way, the cows lost their step and the ark was about to
fall from the carriage. 那个赶车的乌撒,
Uzza, who was overseeing the ark, extended his hand to hold the
ark. 结果就被击杀就死掉了。
And because of that, he was stricken and he died.
本来把约柜运到耶路撒冷，这是好事啊。
It is a good thing to receive the ark in Jerusalem.
但是啊, 外邦人他们不懂圣经可以用牛来运啊。
It is inevitable that the Gentiles who do not know the Bible use cows to transport the ark.
神没有处罚他们。
And God did not punish them for that.
但是以色列人是神的百姓，应该懂律法的。
But the Israelites, being the people of God, should be acquainted with the law.
这个约柜啊, 是要用抬的。
The ark must be carried.
啊, 所以你不可以随便去摸它的。
And you cannot touch it as you please.
所以因为不懂律法, 后来啊, 所以你想约柜好事, 结果 造成灾殃。
In the beginning, their intention was good, but out of their ignorance to the law, much